Okay, moving along on the Jewish calendar, we're trying to understand the Zmanim and the Zmanim charts that we find or we often come across of understanding what and what time things can be done on throughout the day. Last week we discussed heavily, and it will come up again this week, to when exactly to calculate Alois HaShachar, starting with the morning. So Alois HaShachar is the first Zman that we have to deal with, exactly when that begins. So just for tonight's share purpose, there's basically two opinions out there. One opinion is it's 72 minutes before Netzach Hama. That's what you'll see on many standard Zmanim charts. Whether that's correct or not, we spoke about last week. And then the other way of calculating Alois, which today you'll find on many of the Zmanim charts. If you take a look at the booklet we handed out today, on the last page, I copied from my Zmanim. I think later on, I was reading the back, I'm not sure if I was allowed to do that legally, so it's good to know if I need a lawyer. I'm coming to some of the people here. I don't know if I had copyright permission to photocopy it, but I photocopied on the last page, on page 4, is a my Zmanim printout of their Zmanim. We'll hopefully frequently look at it and compare and contrast, but if you look at my Zmanim, just now we can appreciate what this says. If you turn to page 4 for a second, it says, Alois HaShachar, 72 dakos, lefi 16.1 miles. Means it's 72 minutes, meaning we paskin that a mil is 18 minutes, so it's 18 times 4, but we don't work just with that number, we then plug it into the degrees, which is 60.1 degrees, which takes you to 551. So now when you look back at the chart, now you understand what the chart is telling you. That's how they come to 551. The other Zmanim, that, let's say for example, you're not using degrees, you're using the old-fashioned version of plugging in 72 minutes, you'll have an alois of 607. This morning, which is a significant difference. We're talking about 15 minutes of halachic time, which is up for grabs. The most clearest nafkamina was on a fast day. According to the 72 minutes, the fast day started at 6:06, while according to the degrees, the fast day started at 5:51. A very clear distinction in time. It's negated to other dinim that are relevant to Alois HaShachar. And Hilchas Nida, it's worth mentioning. And Hilchas Nida, there's some halachas in Hilchas Nida that need to be done during the day. For during the seven clean days, one of the bedikas is supposed to be done during the day. They're both supposed to be done during the day. So what does day mean? So lahalach we paskin that the bedika should be done technically after Neitz Bedieved, after Alois. Well, when is Alois HaShachar? So if you follow the degrees, Alois HaShachar is 551. If you follow the 72 minutes, Alois HaShachar is 606. So this is... You don't. You take, you say, because that's based on the Vilna Gaon, that you say to yourself, when the Gemara says 72 minutes, that was in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. What degree was the sun at that point? And they measured it. And then we apply that time to our time. And we figure that 72 minutes is not a locked in time. It's when the sun is at that degree. What's that degree? We plug it back in and it comes out to be 16.1.
You don't have to worry about the 72 minutes. It's 16.1.
Right. They have a different number. For them, it's not 16.1. In Eretz Yisrael, it's 19 point something else. It's a different calculation. It's equivalent of here. It's 16.1. Again, every community is going to be different. Because wherever you live, the sun changes based on where you locate. So here, that's our Alois HaShachar. This we spoke about last week, and this we'll see is so important. Figuring out when Alois HaShachar is so important to figuring out Soiv Zman Kriyashma. And you'll ask, what is the connection? We'll discuss tonight how to figure that out. But before we get to Soiv Zman Kriyashma, let's talk about the next major time frame that we talk about is Mishiyakir, or what also known as earliest Talis and Tefillin. Many people that have to daven very early, especially in the winter, you're always trying to figure out when the earliest time is to put on Talis and Tefillin. So when exactly is that time? So that's what we'll start with tonight. So the first, number one, again, the pages are not stapled the way I would have liked it to, but they're supposed to be labeled 1, 2, 3, and 4, so we're going to start with page 1. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Yud Chesiv Gimel, says the Mechaber, Me'emasai Mevarach ala Tzitzis Beshachar, when's the earliest time to make brachas on your tzitzis? This is both Talos Gadol and Talos Katan. Mishiyakir ben Tchela Shabbat Lelovin Shabbat. When you could recognize the difference between white strings and blue strings. This is also what is known as Mishiyakir. When a person could recognize the difference between blue and white, that's the earliest time for a kriyashma. Okay. So pashtus before that, you're not mechuyev. There's machloekis the Gemara if Laila's man tzitzis and not Laila's loves man tzitzis. So some people wear their talus the whole night. They sleep in the tzitzis. But presumably you don't do that. So then the earliest time is day. Because it says in the pasuk you have to, so we learn that tzitzis is done during the day. So you have to know when day is. So normally we'd say day follows neitz alois here. When it comes to tzitzis, it's a new shir called mishiyakir. However, the Ramah adds, as we mentioned last week, let's say you didn't know about Mishiyakir. All you know is about is Alois HaShachar. Again, whichever Lois HaShach you're going to subscribe to, but you put your tzitzis on from Alois. So then the halach is Yesh Oymid and Mavarach Alav. Some say you could make a bracha v'chein noigin. Okay. So when exactly is this man? So there's another zman that everyone knows. It's called talis and tefillin. Why do we put the two together? Because if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in number two, in Hilchas Tefillin Siman Lamed, the Mechaber writes, Hanochas baboiker, mishiyare es chaver, harogel imaik tzas, berichuk dalanamas vikirenu. What's the earliest time to put on tefillin? Says the Mechaber. That's a time where you can recognize a friend, that's rogel imaik, you're familiar with him, a distance of 4 amas away. Now, are these two separate times? Is the time to recognize between blue and white strings the exact same time it is to recognize a friend? So that's a machloikis. The Mishnah Berurah Paskins over here, number three, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, they're the exact same time. So what we call Misha Yakir, the time you can recognize blue and white, which is the time to wear tzitzis, happens to be the exact same time it is when you put on tefillin. So talis and tefillin can be put on at the exact same time, which happens to be very convenient for most of us. So that's the second major time, is early as talis and tefillin, it's the same time. Says the Mishnah Berurah number three, V'hu azman dimishas chaver harogli maktas b'richuk arba amas v'yakirenu. The time to tell for tzitzis is the exact same time it is for tefillin. Okay, so now how do you calculate that? Very nice, I have two times. One is recognized between blue and white, and one is I can recognize a friend 4 amas away. What does that equal in minutes? So what's interesting is, when it comes to Misha Yakir, there is no Gemara, there's no Rishonim, there's not even early Achrayim that give you a detailed plan of how to calculate it. What they used to do was they'd go outside and test it. They'd go outside and see where the sun is and how much light there is and mamish test it. So that's very difficult for us to do, and I don't think we're all going to do that. So how do we figure out Misha Yakir? So there's a couple of different opinions of Misha Yakir. For example, if you look at number four, the Sefer Eretz Yisrael, this was one of the many svarim written by Ramchal Chikachinsky. He spent a lot of time. He's mainly known for his halachas of Zmanim, and Nebuch, for those who ever have to go through Halachas Avelos, he wrote a very popular sefer called Gesher Achaim, which is like the go-to book, go-to sefer for anyone that Nebuch has to learn Halachas Avelos. So he wrote a very popular sefer called Gesher Achaim, but he also wrote extensively on the Zmanim, on all the Zmanim. He also wrote a very famous sefer where he discusses the international dateline, where him and the Chazon Ish have a very big machloikis of, it's all based on how to learn a Baal HaMoor and Rosh Hashanah, of how to deal with the international dateline. Okay, so he wrote many svarim on Zmanim. One of the svarim he wrote on Zmanim is a sefer called Sefer Eretz Yisrael. So he writes in the sefer the following chiddush. He writes, Zman atifas atalos v'zman hanochas tefillin. What a person has to realize is, when you travel and you go away from your community, you must realize the Zmanim are not like, you're not at home anymore when you apply Zmanim. Specifically when you go to places that are very different, very north, very south, and when you go to Eretz Yisrael. Don't think, well, in America, I remember Netzacham, or this was, all bets are off when you travel. So whenever you travel, make sure you upload and update your Zmanim to make sure it knows where you are. Don't assume, because in New York it was this, so anywhere else in the world it's the same. All bets are off. Every community is different. You must plug in your My Zmanim to the exact address where you are. And the clearest example is when it comes to Misha Yakir. Why? Says Rav Michal Chikachinsky, when it comes to Misha Yakir, the way they calculate in Yerushalayim is a very interesting way. He writes, Zman ha'atifas ha'talas uzman ha'nochas tefillin ha'nog be'eretz Yisrael kivishenogu gane svara kadmoy. Is where the Svaradish Gedolim used to do it, as the Kaf HaChaim writes, which is, Shoh achas koidem netzachama. You know what? Misha Yakir is easiest to figure out. It's exactly 1 hour before Netz, all year long. No matter winter, summer, spring, doesn't matter. Figure out when Netz is, Misha Yakir is an hour before. It's a very simple calculation. Why, he says, V'lav dafka shazmanis. We're not working with shazmanis, which we'll talk more about tonight, B'li Nether. El Shah Regila. It's a regular hour, 60 minutes. Bein b'chayrif, bein b'kayitz. So says Rav Michal Chikachinsky, Minhag Yerushalayim, not everyone agrees to this, but this is his opinion, that Yerushalayim, the way Misha Yakir is calculated, is 1 hour before Netz. Okay. So Netz Achama is 7:19, so Misha Yakir is 6:19. So after 6:19, you can put on Talis and Tefillin without any problem. That was his opinion. If you look at number 5 in the Sefer Yisrael of Ahazmanim, he quotes various opinions that don't work with this cheshbon. Instead, they work with degrees, like we work with everything else. How many degrees of the sun constitutes Misha Yakir? This is based on a Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael, on his commentary Mishnayis, makes a comment about where he lived in the town of Danzig when Misha Yakir was. And based on all the math, it comes out that Misha Yakir is when the sun is 12 degrees below the horizon. That's one sheet that people use, is 12 degrees. In the Sefer Yisrael Vazmanim, he quotes a bunch of opinions. There's 10.2, there's 11, 11.1, 11.5, and 12 degrees below the horizon. And to us it sounds very little, but it's a difference of minutes, 4 or 5 minutes. Because they calculated, he went backwards, because the Tiferes Yisrael writes in Danzig, a whole night, you can be Roy Es Chavira. So he went and said, okay, where does the sun sit in Danzig at night? And he ran and researched it based on technology. It comes out it was 12 degrees. So that was the Tiferes Yisrael's way of relaying to us that the Mashiach was 12 degrees below the horizon. Now again, that will be community by community. It's not every, it's, you have to take your sun and plug in 12 degrees and figure it out. So that's the way he figures it out. Rav Moshe has an interesting tshuva where he comes to Mashiach. Rav Moshe writes, what's Mashiach? Says Rav Moshe number 6, Ukifi hakaras chaveri dal rama. Says Rav Moshe, how do you recognize your friend? Ukifi shen yosi harbi pa'ame biyamim bihiruim, and a clear day. Hish'arti ben yusi shuhu erech lamed hei v'ulai arboi minutim kredim enetzacham. Rav Moshe held Mashiach is 35 to 40 minutes before Netz. That's it. Every day, no matter where, what, and when, that's the calculation. That's how Rav Moshe calculated Mashiach. Somewhere between 35 and 40 minutes before Netz. Rav Henkin had a chiddush. Rav Henkin writes that Mashiach is like the minhag in Eretz Yisrael. It's always an hour before Netz, every single day of the year, wherever you live. Whether you live in Montreal, whether you live in Florida, which is obviously very different, Mashiach is always an hour before. So if you're going to look at a luach, the old luach were all luach Ezra's Torah. Ezra's Torah was Reb Henkin. So if you're going to look at an Ezra's Torah luach of Zmanim, you'll see Mashiach is always going to be an hour before Netz, because that was Reb Henkin's ruling. Not what Reb Moshe said. Reb Moshe said that the way you calculate Mashiach is 35 to 40 minutes before Netz. Or the other option we mentioned earlier is you calculate it based on degrees. So there's a couple of different ways to calculate Mashiach. And for a person who's trying to catch a flight in the morning, or has somewhere to be in the morning, every one of these minutes makes a huge difference. You try to figure when the earliest time I can put my towels and tefillin on, you gotta know. When is the earliest time? So there's a whole different ways of calculating it. You're either gonna go with Reb Henkin, that's always an hour before Netz, or you're gonna go with degrees, which we'll see in a second what that is, or you go with Rav Moshe, that's between 35 and 40 minutes before Netz. Now, going with Rav Moshe is a very big chumrah. You won't be able to put your towels and tefillin on as early as you'd like to. Depending on your situation, it's either chumrah or kula, I don't know. But for most people, it means you're gonna be set back a couple of minutes. There's an interesting shaila in Achronim about do other factors affect Mashiach. If you look over here, number 7, there's a tshuva in the Sefer Nemukhi Arachaim, written by the Munkacher Rebbe. So the Munkacher Rebbe quotes a shaila from the Eishal Avram, the Bechacher. The Bechacher cleared the following shaila. He wants to know, certain days you'll have the moon shining at this time of Mashiach. Certain days, like today, there'll be snow on the ground. Those two things cause you to be able to see things somewhat clearer. So the Eishal Avram wanted to know, will Mashiach be affected by what we call outside factors? The moon happens to be here because it's that time of the month. Or there's snow on the ground. Would that affect Mashiach or not? That was the shaila that he had. Now obviously no one's going to say, well, we should throw Mashiach out today and turn on the lights, and the whole thing is not negeh, right? That no one's going to suggest such a possibility. And say, oh, I mean, if I just put lights on all the time, there's never dark. So I can daven shachris at 3 o'clock in the morning because I'll turn on lights and I can be Mashiach or anyone. So that we're not willing to suggest. But certain natural occurrences in the day or in the cycle, is that enough to affect Mashiach? So if you look at the Nemukhi Arachaim, he writes the whole Eishal Avram, and the Eishal Avram is on the fence. He's not sure. Says the Munkacher Rebbe, we'll just pick up where he starts to say, and he writes, which is a fancy way of saying, I'm about to argue adamantly on what you said. Says the Munkacher Rebbe, it's not even a question. I don't even think for a second you should consider any other outside factors, whether it's snow on the ground or whether it's moonlight. That's not the way it works. This is not the calculation, and that's not the way it works. Believe it or not, Rav Moshe Feinstein and Achuva disagrees. Rav Moshe Feinstein thinks we do take these things in consideration. We do take clouds and other things into consideration. Again, halacha l'maaseh, it's widely not accepted like that. We just keep it with locked into some form of a degree. Right, that's his argument. That was what Eishal Avram was saying. He's saying sometimes it doesn't make sense. Is that the way it's going to work? So Rav Moshe was not talking about the moon. He was talking about cloudy days when it's more cloudy. But Rabbi Yaakov has a piece in Emes Yaakov number 8 where he disagrees with the whole premise. He writes like this: Yeishal Avram, the sheer Mashiach ain't a tolly b'metzias. It's not tolly in the physicalities. Dim came b'yoyim ha'mu'unon yoyser. If it's a very cloudy day, yeshir acher. Let's say you have a very cloudy day. Start the morning very cloudy, very foggy. You can't see anything. So then Mashiach is going to be 20 minutes later. Let's say a person needs to get his eyes checked. One guy's got better vision than the other guy. So he could see it earlier. You're going to see it later. So you have two separate guys. He's allowed to put on 1,000 tefillin and he can't put on 1,000 tefillin. Seems very strange. So he writes that can't be. Okay, so he disagrees with all that. So when did Rabbi Yaakov hold Mishiyak was? Listen to this. Says Rabbi Yaakov, V'hashir shal Mishiyak told the Biriyas min ha-gemor v'loi b'mitzias, v'nire, shizma Mishiyak ene pachas milamid vav minut koydim ha-netz. It's not less than 36 minutes before Netz Acham. V'haynu, shalamid vav minut koydim ha-netz havi vade Mishiyak. 36 minutes is vade Mishiyak. Avolamid zayin, but 37 is Safak. This is similar to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said between 35 and 40. Rabbi Yaakov said 36. They quote in the name of Rabbi Aaron Cutler, which many people think is not correct, that Rabbi Aaron Cutler was supposedly of the opinion 45 minutes before Netz is Mishiyak. But these are some of the opinions that are thrown around. You have Rabbi Yaakov's 36 minutes, Rabbi Moshe 35, between 35 and 40. So when does Ma'iz Manim put it down? Okay, what does Ma'iz Manim do? So if you look back at Ma'iz Manim, they have down 624. Okay, had they come to 624? So Nate's 718. So it's not the hour of Reb Henkin, because the numbers are off. So they explain to you. Their Mishiyakir is 10.2 degrees below the horizon. That was the number they used. They used 10, again, they did not go with Rav Moshe. According to Rav Moshe, it's 35 to 40 minutes before Nate's. It doesn't work out in the math. Nate's is 718. The numbers doesn't work out. They're definitely not going with the Biakiv's 36 minutes. The numbers don't work out. So Ma'iz Manim is not opting for either of those pshatim. They're working with degrees. And they're using 10.2 degrees. For the record, as I wrote on the side, if you go with 11 degrees, it's 619. 11.5 degrees, it's 616. So you have to ask yourself, when you're dealing with Mishiyakir, which one of these shurim do you want to subscribe to? Now again, I guess if you're in diving in MTJ, there's a manama problem we posted as according to Rav Moshe. So I'm not sure what a person should do for himself. What should I, you know, one of us who needs to get up early, which shir should we subscribe to? Should we go through Rav Moshe? Should we go through Yaakov? Should we go 11.2? I'm not so sure. If you look in various manam, some people have it down 620. If you look at other charts, they'll have down Mishiyakir or earliest Talsin Tefillah at 620. Where did that come from? That's probably using 11 degrees at 619, 620.
But it's always going to be 16.172.
That's according to this pshat, yeah. Alois HaShachar is always going to be when it's 16.1 degrees of the horizon. So again, it's not clear to me. Halach l'maisa, again, when you're going to look at different shul zmanim, you got to just make sure you know which zmanim you're working with of how to calculate Mishiyakir. It will make a difference. There will be a significant amount of minutes in between the different opinions. Again, according to Rav Moshe, it's a very big chumrah. According to Rav Moshe, if Alois, we need some quick math over here. If Alois is 718, you need to go 35 to 40 minutes before. It takes us to about significantly later. It's almost 20 minutes later than if you work with degrees. So that's it's a bit of a chumrah if you're pressed for time. So you have to figure out, again, I'm not here to be machriya what one should do. I'm just bringing up some of the issues. When you'll see others manim and you'll say, hey, why does that shul have it at 620 and my shul calls earliest talsfon 624? The answer is because one shul is working with 10.2 and one shul might be working with 11 degrees or 11.5 degrees. So that's really where this issue comes in. To my knowledge, I don't believe Rabbi Yaakov or Rav Moshe's man of Mishiyakir is widely accepted on the manim charts. I don't believe that's what most of us follow, because it will be significantly later. And none of the charts that I've seen had it at 643 of Mishiyakir. But again, if you follow Rav Moshe, then I guess that's what one should do. So Mishiyakir, or what we call earliest Talas Tefillin, is extremely debatable exactly what time it's going to be, halacha l'maisa. Again, I guess you have who to be Simechon. Yeah, I think there's Yesh HaMilismach. The question is, what's again, according to Rav Moshe, if you're putting on tefillin before 35 to 40 minutes, you're not really, again, you're Yoytze B'dievet because it's after Alois. But if you're not really getting Mishiyakir, if you want to get Mishiyakir, if you're going to continue to wear it past it, you'll be okay. But the question is the bracha, maybe. Maybe you shouldn't have made a bracha. That's questionable. But again, halach l'maisa, again, for this time of year, for those minyan that start very early, they're counting every minute. So if Mishiyakir is 2 minutes this way, 3 minutes that way, it's a whole world of a difference. So that's something that we should be aware of when looking at various zmanim, various shuls. It's going to, the zmanim will vary because it depends on how you understood Mishiyak. Okay. Let's get to the next time, major time on the zmanim chart is Netz. That will leave maybe for a different time. We'll accept the Netz is 718 this morning. It was 718, or tomorrow morning, I'm sorry, this is for tomorrow, right? 7 tomorrow, 718. So Netz will leave for now. What's the next major controversy? This is for tomorrow, I have it for Wednesday. Right? I have it over here Wednesday. So that's, it says Tuesday? Oh, I forgot to change it. I wanted to change it for Wednesday. Okay, so it's Tuesday's man, I'm sorry. That's 718. But what's the next major man to discuss? It's Sov Zman Kriyashma. That's a biggie. Because people have to wake up for that one. People are always very careful. They don't want to miss Sov Zman Kriyashma. It's a big deal. How do we calculate Sov Zman Kriyashma? So for that, we need to go back to page number one, Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch number 9. Says the Mechaber, Zman kriyas shema shel shachris mishiyare es chaveir harogel ima k'tas b'richa kar ba'amis. Okay? The zman kriyas shema shel shachris, the earliest, is when you could recognize your friend for amis, which is what we call mishiyakir, which we just discussed a few minutes ago. V'nimshach zmanoy, how long do you have to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of kriyas shema, says the Shulchan Aruch, ad soif shalosh shos. You have up till 3 hours into the day, shehu revi'i ayom, which is a quarter of the day. Now, we know that in Judaism, we break the day and night into two parts. We consider there's yom, and then there's laila, 12 of each is 24, and we use something called shah zmanis. We don't use a perfect hour, we use Jewish hours. We break down the day. So when the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch says that Kriyas Shema is up at the end of 3 hours, 3 hours starting from when? So this is a very, very important and significant machlokes achronim to discuss zmanim. When does the day begin and does the day end? Does the day begin with Alois HaShachar and end it with Tzeisa Kechavim? Or the day begins with Neitz and concludes with Shkia? When we talk about 3 hours into the day, you have to know when does the day begin. If the day begins with Alois, so then 3 hours will come much earlier than if it starts at Neitz. This is the big machloikis. It's really machloikis Mishainim, as we'll say it's machloikis Achrayinim, how to calculate the Jewish day. This is relevant in many, many areas. Firstly, it's relevant in Kriyas Shema. Because Soiv Zman Kriyas Shema is 3 hours into the day. It's relevant in Soiv Zman Tefillah. When's the last time you can really daven? That's 4 hours into the day. When is Soiv Zman Achilas Chometz on Erev Pesach? That's also the fourth hour of the day. When is Soiv Zman Sreifas Chometz? That's the fifth hour of the day. When is Chatzos? The sixth hour of the day. When is Mincha Gedolah, the earliest time you can have Mincha? 6.5 hours into the day. When is Soiv Zman Musaf, which comes up sometimes in Yom Nerayim, depending on who your Baal Tefillah is? That's the seventh hour into the day. When is Mincha Kitana? 9.5 hours into the day. And the last year that we're going to talk about, hopefully, is when it's Plag HaMincha. That's 10.75 hours of the day. So you got to know when does the day start to be able to plug all of this in. That is the big question that we need to tackle this evening. When does the day halachically start? So we know, and it's obviously going to affect when it ends as well. It's all going to, that's right, it's all going to be affected by calculating all the various shurim. So let's try to tackle it, starting with Soiv Zman Kriyas Shema, and we'll work our way through. We'll even talk a little bit about Pesach, even though it's far away, but it's kedai to mention it now. So we have the Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, Soiv Zman Kriyas Shema is the end of the third day. Soiv Zman Tefillah is the end of the fourth day. Great, terrific. Soiv Zman Achilas Chometz, all these we mentioned. Great. How do I calculate all this? What does this do for me? How am I supposed to know when the day ends, how am I supposed to figure this out? So if you look over here in the Mishnah Berurah number 12, a very important Mishnah Berurah. This Mishnah Berurah is going on the Ramah in Hilchos Pesach. It's a Mitof Mem Gimel, where the Mechaba over there is discussing how long you're allowed to eat chametz. So the halach is chametz is allowed to be eaten until a third of the day, which means the fourth hour. The same time when Soiv Zman Tefillah is the exact same time for Soiv Zman Achilas Chametz on Erev Pesach. Great. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'choshvin es hayoy me'alois ha'shachar at Tzeis ha'gechavim. We calculate the day starting from Alois and ending with Tzeis. That's his opinion. That is the opinion of many achrenim. Now, if you just jump to the bottom 12b, look at the Sharetzin. He gives you all the names. Who are those achrenim? Bach, Taz, Pichodesh, Chek Yaakov, Mati Yehuda, Merach Abulafio, Vachaya Adam. Some big names in Gedolei achrenim that all held that Jewish day starts with Alois and ends with Neitz. Okay, and ends with Seis. That's one opinion. Kein Kasvu Habi achrenim. Now, with regard to Erev Pesach, if you hold that the day starts at Alois, you're going to have to give up your donut a little earlier on in the day. Right? You have to stop eating chametz earlier on in the day. V'yeshayim says Mishmul is another opinion. The choshvin nehanetzacham at shkia. We go from Neitz to shkia. So if the clock starts at Neitz, the third of the day will be a little bit later. So you'll get more time to eat chametz on Erev Pesach. When it comes to Erev Pesach, that's a huge leniency. That's the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, as we'll see in a few minutes. The Vilna Gaon held to calculate it from Neitz to Shkia. What? Everything is off the whole. Everything's going to be off. Says the Mishnah Berurah, how do we rule? Says the Mishnah Berurah, at least by Pesach, it's worth it to be machmir, to stop eating chametz a third of the day, starting from Alois HaShachar. So again, we're not holding a Pesach yet, but when they'll start printing out the Zman for Pesach, so they're going to put down Soiv Zman Achilas Chometz. So there's going to be two Zmanim there. One Zman is going to be called the Groz Zman. That's counting it starting from Neitz. And they're going to put another Zman, they're going to call it the Magen Avram. It's not really the Magen Avram, as we'll see in a few minutes, but that's called using Alois HaShachar. The Mishnah Berurah says we should be machmir, which means we should stop eating chametz from the earlier shir, already starting from Alois HaShach. That's with regard to Hilchos Pesach. Okay? So remember this when we come to chametz, that we should try to stop eating our chametz according to the earlier shir. Now what you need to keep in mind is when exactly is Alois HaShach. We just spent the whole shir last week trying to figure out when Alois HaShach is. This whole shita hinges on this idea of when Alois HaShach is. So you gotta figure when Alois HaShach is. Okay? That's the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. If you look at number 13, the Bach writes very clearly that he's of the opinion, as the Sharetzion told us, he thinks Jewish day starts with Alois and ends with Seis. So according to him, everything is much earlier. So that's, everything's going to begin earlier, Seis Man Krishma will be earlier, and Seis Man Sreifas Chomet, everything is going to be earlier on in the day. Comes along the Vilna Gaon number 14, and this is the famous Vilna Gaon that everyone knows of. He even made it to the Zmanim charts. Says the Vilna Gaon, says the Vilna Gaon, you know how you can't calculate Jewish day? Don't budge from that. This is the Vilna Gaon's famous shita. The Vilna Gaon held, it's Neitz Tashkia, nothing more to talk about. So according to the Vilna Gaon, that's true on Erev Pesach also. So if the Vilna Gaon was sitting at a table with a fellow, and Saiv's Man Achilas Chametz came for the first shita, he would tell you, no problem, I can eat Chametz. I hold it goes until Neitz. You have to worry, but I haven't what time. That was the shita of the Vilna Gaon. If you look in the Magen Avraham himself, in Hilchas Tfilas Mincha, on the Mechaber that says Soiv Zman Mincha is 6.5 hours into the day, or Zman Mincha is 6 hours, writes the Magen Avraham over there. This is so important. He quotes Machlokes HaPoskim. He quotes Umisharino B'Chumas Adeshen Mashma Shemisharin Ma'Alois HaShachar Atzei Zichov. The Chumash Adeshin seems to hold that we calculate Jewish day from Alois to Tzeis. Okay, Moshe Kesavti, like I referenced in Echos Pesach. Avo b'levush, u'b'lechem chamudo, is kosh v'dim isharim en eitzecha matshkiya. But other Achrenim say we start from Neitz. So the Magen Avraham himself writes, in Echos Pesach, he writes in Echos Tfilas Mincha, it's a machloikis how to calculate the Zmanei Hayyim. It's very clear. Okay? So if you look back at a Zmanim chart, when you're trying to figure out the Zmanim, so there's two options. You're either going to calculate Jewish day with Neitz, which we'll call the Vilna Gaon, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. So according to him, day starts at Neitz, so 3 hours into the day will be significantly later. If you go with Alois, it's going to be earlier. So that's going to be the discrepancy in the two Zmanim that we know today. Either it's going to be the Vilna Gaon, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, or it's going to be what we call the Chumash Hadesh. So where did this term come from, the Magen Avraham's Krishma? What did the Magen Avraham ever say about Krishma? The answer is there's a Magen Avraham in Siman Nun Ches. If you look at number 16, the Magen Avraham in Siman Nun Ches writes the following line. Nir Eli, says the Magen Avraham, I think, although I myself wrote in many places that it's a machloikis how to calculate Zmanim, I think when it comes to Kriya Shema, we should all calculate it from Alois. That's the Magen Avraham's Chiddush. So what the Magen Avraham's Chiddush is that not that he's picking sides in this machloikis. The Magen Avraham clearly, by Mincha, he doesn't pick sides, nor by Pesach. All he says is that when it comes to Kriya Shema, I believe for Kriya Shema, we should all be following the Chumash Adeshen and calculating it by Alois. Why, says the Vilna Gaon? V'chei mashma b'gemara. He has a raya from a gemara with a Tosfos. Again, we can give a whole share on that raya. It's quietly, heavily debated what the raya is. It's not so clear, but he feels he has a raya. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, he thinks that for Kriya Shema, only Kriya Shema, we should all agree it starts from Alois and ends with Tzeis HaKachav. This is what came to be known as the Magen Avraham's Zman for Kriya Shema. It's not really the Magen Avraham's. It's the Magen Avraham saying we should be following those Paiskim that hold it's Alois, that Tzeis HaKachav. It's just that the Magen Avraham was the one to point out that for Kriya Shema, we should all be on the same opinion that it's Alois, that Tzeis HaKachav. That's clearly what the Magen Avraham does. Okay, so now the question, yeah. Yes.
Whether it's Safek Yom, Safek Lalo. Do we have that same concept here between Neitz and Alois? Is it a Safek?
So it's not a Safek. I shouldn't say it's not a Safek. It's not a Safek. Jewish day technically starts at Alois. The problem is, as Rashi says in Megillah, we're afraid that people will confuse Alois and Neitz, so we pushed off things to Alois. But from a strictly halachic speaking point, Neitz Acham is really the start of the Jewish day. Alois. Alois is Jewish day and Neitz is just because, I get myself confused also. Alois is, and then Neitz. Now, this is a major shaila we have on our plate right now. We have a Vilna Gaon, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that said, Jewish day for all and every halacha starts with Neitz. And then we have a Magen Avraham that says, for Kriya Shema, we start with Alois. So what are we supposed to do now? Where are we left with now? What should we do? Should we follow the Shulchan Aruch Harav in the Vilna Gaon, or should we follow the Magen Avraham? This is where many people are torn Shabbos morning, and they look at this Zmanim chart, and it says Magen Avraham Zman X and Vilna Gaon Zman Y, and the question is, should I sleep that extra 15 minutes or not? It's somewhat of a fair question. When exactly is the right Zman? So if you look over here on the next page, number 17, there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Kriyashma. The Mishnah Berurah writes the following line. Says the Mishnah Berurah, number 17, again, I don't know how the pages are calculated. I ordered them as 1, 2, 3, and 4. I don't know if it got... Yeah, but it wasn't stable that way. But the Mishnah Berurah says like this. How do you calculate Kriyat Shema? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shekein derech b'nei melachim la'amadois. Because a third of the day, 3 hours into the day, which means a quarter of the day, people still are waking up. Kings are still waking up. Maybe de Blasio is still waking up. Okay, whatever. Fine. But there are people that still wake up very late. So if you're waking up late, so it's still a fulfillment of uvkumecha when you get up. Umoinim elu ashoy. Says the Mishnah Berurah, how do you calculate it? So shoyz mizman amon ashachar, ken kasav magen avram. Magen Avraham says you calculate from alois. V'das agra mishas aneitzachama. Two shitas. Not really helping us much. Says the Mishnah Berurah, inyan lechatchila, ein nafkamina b'zeh. I don't think there's much of a nafkamina. Deblav hochi osel acher. You're not allowed to delay it anyway. So Mishnah Berurah says, I think this whole shayla is not relevant. Get up early and say Kriyat Shema. Okay, not so helpful. Not what we wanted to hear. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in number 18, not like that. The Aruch HaShulchan takes a very strong stand. He writes, there's two opinions, Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon. We'll skip a couple lines in where he says, four lines in, he says, Ach kvar herichu gedoyli hador litchiz dar v'zeh. The gedoyli hador pushed away the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Ve'viu rayis berurois, and they brought very compelling arguments. The chashvinon me'anetz. Who's that? The Gra, v'agoyin, Reb Shlomo Zalman b'sidura. That's the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Balatanya. The Kosev Kein Alavush. V'chein anu toivsim ikar ledina. That's the way we really paskin. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Jewish day starts with Nates. All over. Tefillah, Kriyat Shema, Chometz, pay everything. Mincha, across the board. Jewish day is calculated from Nates. V'chein nitvas zman Kriyat Shema b'haluchos. That's the way we wrote it in our charts. At least in the Vardik in the late 1800s was the Vilna Gaon's Kriyat Shema. L'v'chesh ben Nates HaChama. V'halavai shenamoy l'fi achesh ben zeh. Says the halavai, we make that zman. You're looking for chumers, you want to get the Magen Avraham. Halavai, we made the Vilna Gaon's man Kriyat Shema. So the Aruch HaShulchan is very, very clear, without a doubt. He believes halacha l'maaseh we pass like the Vilna Gaon. The kula l'chumer doesn't matter. This man is like the Vilna Gaon. Okay, that's very clear. I think the Mishnah Berurah is not as clear. I think the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit politically correct. He gives you both opinions. Aruch HaShulchan, I think, is very clear. In the Sefer Ben Hashmosh, this is another Sefer written by Michal Chekachinsky, he comes up with a little bit of a pshara, and he writes like this in number 19. He says, L'fichach, das Rabbeinu ha-gro poiskim rabim oid, shebechol dini ha-shois choshvim me'anetzecha amar ha-shkiyah. We go netz to shkiyah. K'moy soiv zman kriya shma, with regard to kriya shma, v'soiv zman tefillah, v'soiv zman achilas chametz b'erev Pesach shlusha yoyim. Usveves chametz oid shon, for sveves chametz you have another hour. K'moy kains ma'am mincha, he explains to you all the nafkaminas that we mentioned earlier. This is relevant to many areas of calculation. The av shepshita de milsi k'dei rishayna, says Michal Chikachinsky, even though it's clear, we pass like the Vilna Gaon. B'chol ze rabbim v'gdoylem noigim yomim yomimo. Many people were machmir gam po b'eretz Yisrael ha'achmir k'shitas ha'magan avram. There were people that were machmir. Again, he's saying that we really pass like the Vilna Gaon. But there were people that were machmir for the Magen Avraham when? Besoivs man Kriyat Shema utfilah, only for Kriyat Shema and tefillah, and achila and sveifas chametz. Not for mincha, and not for chatzais, only for those things. For Kriyat Shema, which is the deraisa, for tefillah they were machmir, and for chametz, but nowhere else. Not for mincha gdela, not for mincha ktana, not for plaga mincha, nothing else. Just for those chesbonim.
It's not machmir. This is like, it's
well, the Magen Avraham is a machmir. If you accept.
No, I'm saying it shouldn't be. You can't
say, oh,
the
mafia,
because then you can't do mincha.
Right. At the end of the day, it turns around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about. Now, the argument that some people say is, what happened to Safak Darais al-Khumra? Again, if the Magen Avraham is right, that we calculate Jewish day, at least with regard to Kriyat Shema, starting at Nates, and you're going to go with the Vilna Gaon, you're not getting the mitzvah. That's a serious issue. But again, the flip side is, the Aruch HaShulchan told you we pass like the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon was a very chash v'yit, right? So we're very torn, or at least we should be very torn, of what to do. No, you're not going to be saying it too early because as long as it's after Mishayakir. It's never going to be before Mishayakir. You'll still be okay. You'll still be saying it at the right time. You'll be okay, yeah. It won't be too early. So there's a very famous tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes a tshuva, and he goes, Moshe Aruchayim, Chelik Aleph, Simchov Tal, where he writes the following line. few lines. But Dvar Kriya Shema B'Shachris, Hine, says Rav Moshe, Minag B'Roiv Mikoyim Shebinin Aseinu, Rasa V'Litta, says Rav Moshe, the accepted custom in Russia and Litta was, V'chei Minag HaYeshivasi, the Minag in Yeshivas was, Ad Sholishois, Minetach Hama Keshites Agra V'Agraz. Says Rav Moshe, you want to know what they did in Europe? Everyone wants to know what they do in Europe. So Rav Moshe thought what they did in Europe. In Russia and in Lithuania, they used the Vilna Gaon. V'chein hu ikar ledina, says Rav Moshe, that's the way we pass it. V'cholo and yonim. V'rak yichidim ha'yu machmirim la'atzman ad gimel shoyis ma'alois ha'shacha. There are people that were machmir, fine. That Michal Tikachinsky mentioned to us. U'beluach yesh l'kvoya ke'etzim adin. Says Rav Moshe, what should you put on the calendar? Let's say you're making the zmanim for your shul. What should you put down? This was a question that was posed to my Rebbe. Someone asked him, I make this manna for my shul, what should I put down, the Magen Avraham or the Gra? So the Rav Moshe writes, you should write down the Gra. And then he says, why? And this is unbelievable. Says Rav Moshe, v'chein yididi b'chol ha'mikoymos b'mishne b'rura shedait d'inoite k'agra. Rav Moshe felt that every time the mishne b'rura discusses, he's always leaning towards the Gra. We'll have to talk more about this. V'har b'mishayim sa'ivim k'in. Ulchein, any rights to lachnis bepulpula beinian zeh. I don't want to get involved. Kima nachnu lachriya ben harim gedolim. How am I going to get involved in such a big machlokes between two giants? Avla grohu basra. So the Moshe, the grow was later. V'skimu all of kol oilam shehu gadol tuva. Everyone agrees the Vilna Gaon was great. There's no question. V'rohu lachriya, and he has the right to be able to decide. V'im kain halacha ki basroi. We follow the last one. Ubefrat shegam hagoyin debshalim azamin tzava kain. This is an interesting cheshbon for Rav Moshe, because the Shulchan Aruch of the Baal HaTanya said it also. So according to Rav Moshe, we go like the Gra and the Baal HaTanya, which is why if you looked at the Zmanim chart, it doesn't just say the Gra. It says Gra v'Shulchan Aruch HaRav. You got to give him the credit. Because according to Rav Moshe, that's part of the equation. It's not because the Vilna Gaon said it. The Vilna Gaon was chashiv. It's because the Vilna Gaon and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav said it. So it's not really fair. A lot of the charts, they just say the Gra. Give credit where credit's due. It's the Vilna Gaon and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Don't just say the Vilna Gaon. So if you look at the Ma'ez Manim that I printed, they give credit to both. They call it the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav's Man Krishma, to be fair and honest. Every shul does both what? Both what? It's Gra v'Shulchan Aruch?
No.
Gra Magen Avraham. Yeah. We're going to get to that in a second. But I'm just saying, I think if you want to be fair, you're going to print the Gra, you got to give the Shulchan Aruch HaRav as equal credit. So you got to write Gra, Ubal HaTanya, or Shulchan Aruch HaRav, or however you want to refer to. That was Rav Moshe's psak. Rav Moshe says that in the European yeshivas, they were all following the Magen Avraham. They were all following the Vilna Gaon. My Rebbe said over a story that he heard from a fellow with his great-grandfather, Reb Shimon Shkup. Reb Shimon Shkup used to vacation in the mountains like we do today. And he had a bacher that would stay with him in the room. And they had the minyanim on grounds. And Reb Shimon used to get up very early and daven somewhere else. So Reb Shimon came back one morning and he woke up this bacher. He told the bacher, get up, you're going to miss Sov Zman Krishma. So the bacher jumps out of bed, he washes his hands, he looks at the clock, he says, Rabbi, I got tons of time. He says, but you're going to miss the Magen Avraham Zman Krishma. So the bacher, this fellow, ended up becoming Rashi. So he told my Rebbe, he said, it was the first time in my life I ever heard anyone ever talk about the Magen Avraham Zman Krishma. Which is what Ramesh is saying. In yeshiva world, it wasn't... Reb Shimon held of it, so we now know what Reb Shimon Shkup held. Reb Shimon Shkup held that he's supposed to be machmir for the Magen Avraham. But this fellow said, he never, in all his days in yeshiva, he never heard anyone ever talk about the Magen Avraham Zman Krishma. So that's what Ramesh is saying. That in the yeshivas in Europe, that wasn't the accepted custom. We're going to see tonight, hopefully, that it ends up being a split between the Litvisha and the Chassidim. The Litvish has accepted the Vilna Gaon, while the Chassidim in Hungary and parts of Poland, they adapted the Magen Avraham's Chumra. Again, I don't know what they do today in the Chassidish communities, but that seems to have been the split, at least in Europe. That's Rav Moshe's one tshuva. Rav Moshe wrote another tshuva in Yeridei, on number 21, where he seems to be Seiseret. Rav Moshe writes, Le'inyin Zman Kriyashma V'Tvila, the Koshke and Le'inyin Shabbos, Yesh Lahachmer Kishtei Ashitas. He thinks you should be Machmer for both the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon. He just writes, but if you're in a place, a shtetl that was based on all Tamidei HaGra, so then you go with the Gra. But it means you have to be machmir for the Magen Avraham for Krishma. Right. He just means you have to go for both shitas. So this sounds like Rav Moshe, not like the other tshuva that we just wrote. So it's not clear to me what exactly Rav Moshe's shita was. I have over here a quote from Rav Aaron Cutler, where Baron Cutler is quoted as saying, "Hayugar bebachrim shemekilim bezman kriyash makishidas hagra." Baron Cutler was used to scream and complain about yeshiva bachrim that weren't zoyer to get the Magen Avraham's kriyashma. So obviously, Baron Cutler held he's supposed to get the Magen Avraham's zman kriyashma. Okay, so we have so far a split among so far the gedolim. We have the Mishnah Berurah is not really picking sides. I think the Aruch HaShulchan picked the side, and Michal Tikachinsky picked the side, Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron. The Chazon Ish is of the unique opinions over here, which is worth mentioning. The Chazon Ish is quoted in many places, and the truth is, if you look in Chazon Ish and Sefer, in I think it's Semin Yud Ches or Semin Yud Gimel, it's Kemat Mavur that the Chazanish held like the Vilna Gaon. Chazanish held like the Vilna Gaon for Zman Krishma. Here in the Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu, they quote, Morin HaChazanish Omar, I don't know who this fellow was he said it to, She'ikr Kedas HaGro, that the Chazanish held it's like the Gro, Be'inyan Shois Zmanius, Tehainu, She'mechashvin Mehanetz Arashkiyo, V'loi Kedas HaMagin Avram. Chazanish didn't hold it as Magen Avram. Chazanish held like the Vilna Gaon. Then he writes, V'chen ani zoiche, Shemorin oma alehoyes habacher. The Chazanish once told someone to wake up a bacher. Sheyoshen etzai rak samach l'soiv z'man kriyish mashal agra. He would not wake up a bacher, or a fellow, in order to make Magen Avram z'man kriyishma. He'd only wake him to get the Vilna Gaon z'man kriyishma. Kidei sheyikr kriyishma v'loi kaidim. V'zehoi l'itim kroyves, v'chei mashma v'chazanish in print. And they say that the Chazanish would tell people, Shemotel lechatchila, lismaich alzman kriyishma shal agra. It's lechatchila mutter, not bidiyeved, you're running late. Lechatchila, the Chazanish held that you're allowed to be samech on the sheet of the Vilna Gaon. That was the opinion of the Chazanish. My Rebbe also said over a story that they printed this after the Chazanish died. The story goes that Reb Shmuel Vosner was in a cab with the Chazanish. And Reb Shmuel Vosner asked the Chazanish, can we print in your name that it's wrong that yeshiva bachrim don't make saves man kriyishma of the Magen Avraham? Can we write in your name? So Chazanish said, no, because the Vilna Gaon's right also. The Chazanish thought you can't pretend to him. He didn't believe in it. The Chazanish Shita, I believe, is clear in many places. The Chazanish held, we go with the Magen Avraham. We don't go with the Magen Avraham for Krishma. We go with the Gro, even the Chatchila. So again, you want to know, do I have to wake up early in the morning? At least according to the Chazanish. Again, I'm not here to pick sides. According to the Chazanish, you don't have to worry. Reb Shlomo Zalman was mamish mikotza, the opposite extreme. Reb Shlomo Zalman is quoted over here, number 25, in the Sefer Halicha Shleima, where he would, let's say, for example, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, let's say you're looking at the clock, you get up early Shabbos morning, and you want to learn before davening, and you look at the clock, and you see that the Magen Avraham Zman Kriyishma is quickly approaching. What should you do? So most of us would say, do nothing. Just worry about the Vilna Gaon Zman Kriyishma. Said Reb Shlomo Zalman, no. You should say Kriyishma with a Tanai. If we pass like the Magen Avraham, I want this to be my Kriyishma. And if the Magen Avraham is not right, then I just want to be Kedivrei Torah Ba'al. That was the opinion of the Reb Shlomo Zalman. On the footnote, it gets even better. On the footnote, it says that Reb Shlomo Zalman was makbid to get Magen Avraham with Birchas Kriyishma. Not just enough to say it. Which means in the Shabbos mornings, in the winter, you're going to have to dive in at a pretty early minion to get that. You're going to have to dive in at a 7:30 minion. You're not going to dive in at a 9 o'clock minion and get Magen Avraham with Birchas Kriyishma. Reb Shlomo Zalman was makbid. He was makbid on his family that they have to make Magen Avraham Zman Kriyishma. And if he had a simcha in the family, and they were davening at a later minyan, you know what he used to do? He would daven at a different minyan earlier, and daven the first minyan up till Kriyas HaTorah, and then come to the second minyan for the rest of the day. Reb Shlomo Zalman was adamant about this, not like the opinion of the Chazanish. He held, we have to be very serious. And he writes a beautiful line. He says, I don't understand. What would happen if someone came to you, and you went to buy a lulav, or an esrog, and you go to the guy tells you, listen, I have an esrog, but I'm just letting you know, the Magen Avraham holds esrog is pasul, but the Vilna Gaon holds esrog is kosher. Would you buy that esrog? So Reb Shlomo Zalman, of course you wouldn't buy that esrog. Yet you're doing the exact same thing for Kriyishma. For Kriyishma, you're getting up and you're saying that I know according to the Magen Avraham, I'm not doing the mitzvah. But I'm being samech on the Vilna Gaon. Why? Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, why are you doing that? That's not right. So Reb Shlomo Zalman was adamant against. So again, when it's the deraisa, for sure. If so, again, this is just a question of giving up sleep or rearranging your morning. We're not talking about giving up much money over here. We're talking about just, you know, trying to do what's right. So this is what Reb Shlomo Zalman has quoted. Now, if you look at number 26, we're not going to get to a quarter of the material that I want to get to tonight, but if you look at number 20, I wanted to make a part 5, so we have much more to go to still, so I don't know how many parts we can make. We didn't even get to Shabbos yet. The whole beauty of this whole sugya was to figure out when Shabbos is really over. And that's what I really wanted to get to, but okay, we'll have to take it slow. If you look at number 26, they quote from Reb Shach. Reb Shach said that a bunch of young fellows came to start a minyan, and they asked Reb Shach, you know, what should we need to start a new minyan? So today, if you come to anyone, they'll tell you, the first thing you need to know is make sure you have Kiddush. That's Alpes. If you don't have Kiddush, your shul is not going to succeed. Make sure the rabbi speaks never more than 3.5 minutes, and you'll do great. Okay, that's what they tell you today. You know what Reb Shach told them? Reb Shach told them, make sure you make Zman Kriyishma. Make sure you make Zman Kriyishma every single day, no matter what time of the year it is. That was the first thing Reb Shach told them. Today, that's not what you want to hear. Then the story gets better. This, again, I can't say if it's true, but the story goes that one day, when Reb Shach was 9 years old, he missed Magen Avraham Zman Kriyishma, and he got the Vilna Gaon, of course. He cried the entire day over it. That's where the story goes. He cried the entire day because he missed the Magen Avraham Zman Kriyishma. Now, the godless to the story is not the fact that he cried. The godless that at 9 years old, he knew the difference between the Magen Avraham Zman Kriyishma. Today, our 9-year-olds have no idea what we're talking about. Some of our 29-year-olds have no idea about the Maghreb and the Gevil and the Gevil and the Gevil. Today, 9-year-olds cry when there's no Wi-Fi in the house when they take away their smartphones, right? That was the Reb Shach. He cried because he felt that he wasn't doing the mitzvah right. Unbelievable. So again, I'm just bringing this to sway the scales over here to different opinions. So we have so far, we have the Israelis and we have Rav Moshe in America. What do the briskers hold? Right? When you ever wonder what is how the briskers? So we'll see what the briskers hold. If you look over in number 29, I'm sorry, number 27, they quote from Rabbi Yosef Doiv Alevi Soloveitchik. This is Rebbe Soloveitchik. So Rabbi Moshe Shtenberg quotes from Rebbe Soloveitchik, who quotes from the Zayd Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim, Zman Rav Hikmik Magen Avram. If you want to know accurate brisk history, for many years Reb Chaim was Machmir for the Magen Avram. But Reb Chaim learned the sugya many times. He changed his mind, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim changed his mind. He decided you could be mekel, neitz to shkia. Okay. Then Reb Moshe Shtenberg goes on and says, but many disagree. And he says, V'chein omali hagoin Reb Aaron Cutler. Reb Aaron Cutler told me that you should be machem, which is what we said earlier. Reb Aaron was a big proponent of getting the Magen Avraham. So now we know what the briskers hold. Right? The briskers held like Reb Chaim. Like Reb Chaim after he retracted that. You ask people today what the briskers are, they'll say, oh, brisk Reb Chaim! Reb Chaim held the nates. That was a later development. Initially, Reb Chaim held not like that. If you look at number 28, so Reb Shechter quotes from Reb Soloveitchik, he quotes, Hagrach lo hikbet klal uzmani hamogen avram. That's true. After he changed. At one point, it wasn't like that. Afil l'kula, even when it came l'kula. Reb Chaim held, and that's the brisker mahalach, is to go like the Vilna Goyim, which is the way the briskers many times go, nates tishkir. Kedas hagrach. And he says, this is also the Geir to Chatzos. When he's trying to figure out Chatzos for Matzah with the Adonizers tonight, all this Torah, you got to cheshbon that in also. He writes at the end, Gamkin ha-yisav rabbeinu shleish l'chashve m'shkiv ha-zricha v'loi kidas miktas ha-goinim shekosvi shleish l'chashve m'tzei tzvada lo shashach. So if Soloveitchik following in the line of the briskers held, we go Nates until Shkia. So we now know what some of the G'dayim in Eretz Yisrael did. We now know what Rav Moshe did. We still have to talk about what the Chassidim do, what the Svarim do, and then we'll see that even if you want to be Machmir for the Magen Avram, you still might not get it, because you're using the wrong Magen Avram. As we spoke about last week, you got to make sure you know what the Magen Avram is. So the next week, we'll try to figure that out, and hopefully we'll try to finally figure out when the Shabbos ends. If there's, we'll discuss.